Okay, Parshas Drachim, this is Drush Beis, and this is part two. So we're continuing on this theme about what Eben Noach is chayev on. So he starts off with this medrash in Parsha Lamed Aleph that says that there it's talking in Noach, it says that Hashem will go after anyone who kills someone. So the medrash there says that this includes Hasocher as This includes if you hire someone to kill someone else, so Eben Noach is chayev. And it goes on to say there that Bnei Noach get killed even Eid Echad, Dayan Echad, Ayidei Shliach, as it says, Shavech Dam Adam Adam, Ayidei Adam Damo Yishavech. Okay. So, this halacha that if someone hires someone to kill someone else, the guy who hired them gets killed, that's only a din by Ben Noach. By Yisrael, we do not say that. We have a principle by Yisrael of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Right? You're not culpable. There's no such thing as being a Shliach, being culpable for sending someone to do an Avera, because we have a principle, Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomin. The guy who sends you, the guy who hired you to do the murder, can say to you, well, don't come to me, he shouldn't have listened to me, he should have listened to Hashem. And however you understand that, I don't think you would be seriously do it, whatever the reason is. There is such a principle by Israel of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But by Ben Noach, it's not true. By Anachri, we do not say this, that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Rather, from this medrash, it says that if a Anachri hires someone else to kill someone, then that Anachri is liable. Okay, so the Parshas Drachim has a kasha on this from Gemara and Sanhedrin on Daf Chavtes, which most of us know from Rashi, that how do you know, Rashi and Chumash that is, how do you know that we're not towing for a mesis? That means if you have something to help out, to give an excuse to someone who's accused of being a mesis, someone tries to get someone to do an Avera, like Avodah Zarah, so how do we know that Beis Din doesn't, we don't taina for him, we don't give him excuses? We learn that from the Nachash, because the Nachash caused Adam to sin, caused Chava to sin, and Hashem didn't say for it, you know, because like Rashi says, the Gemara says, the Nachash could have said, why did she listen to me? Don't punish me. I didn't expect her to listen to me. Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin. So, and Hashem doesn't taina that for him. So you see that we don't make tainas for a basis. That's the Gemara. Okay, so the Nachash is certainly like a Ben Noach, right? So if there's no principle of Divrei Rav, Divrei Mishomin, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin by Ben Noach, and so everybody, certainly the Nachash, Adam, Chava, those were in that group. So how would that have helped? Let's say you would be Taina, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. That's not an acceptable Taina by Ben Noach. So how would it have happened? What does that mean we learn from the Nachash? Shouldn't have learned anything from the Nachash. The Nachash is like a Ben Noach. There's no excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. That only works by Israel. That's the Parshas Drachim's Kasha. Okay, but be that as it may, it doesn't change the fact that he's sticking with what that Medrash does say this, that if a Nachri hires someone else to kill him, he gets killed. We don't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, and he's Chayev. So there's actually a Medrash that also says by Paro, the same thing happened, that the reason Paro asked the Mialdos to kill the babies is because he didn't want to be responsible. So again, this is another question. If we don't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Mitalmid, Divrei Harav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin by Ben Noach, so then what was Paro thinking? It said he asked the Mialdos to do his dirty work because he wanted to say, I didn't do it. But that doesn't work, according to the Medrash, by Ben Noach. So how do we understand that Medrash that says Paro tried to ask the Mialdos to do his dirty work when if you hire someone to kill someone, the guy who sent them gets killed too? Okay, so to answer that, the Parshas Drachim, Mishnah Melech, same person, doesn't give an answer to this. But others do. And there's a Sefer Zechusa L'Avram, it's quoted in the footnotes, that says that back to the Parashat Shachem Zod Yisod, Old Yisod, were the Imahos, Reshifra and Puah, did they have a din of a Benoach or a Yisrael? Oh, so if they had a din of a Yisrael, so then we would go back to the rules of Divri Rav, Divri Atama, Divri Mishomim, meaning I should have expected, of course, Paro could say I should have expected, of course they wouldn't listen, because they're Yisrael, so the principle of Divri Rav, Divri Atama, Divri Mishomim would apply to a Yisrael, and that's why he was trying to use them. Okay, there are other answers given, but we'll continue. So then the Parashas Drachim says, now, that Medrash really was talking about Shvichas Damim. And he wants to say, maybe this principle of, the principle that we say, Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera by a guy, perhaps that is only by murder. Only there do we say, Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera, but not by anyone else. And we find Shammai suggesting that even for Yisrael, which we don't paskin like, but maybe for a Nachri, it is true, that Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera only by murder. That would not help the story of Paro, but would help with the Nachash. And furthermore, he says the Nachash was a mesis with food, and the Gemara in Kedushin says we never find that someone else gets Hana'a, and the one who sends them is going to be Mechayev. So in other words, we wouldn't say, even if you normally would say Yesh Leach Dvar Avera, you wouldn't say that where the shliach got hanah, because he gets the hanah, and I'm chayiv. So here, he pushed the chava to eat, so chava ate it, and he should be chayiv. So, in that case, even by a nachri, we wouldn't say yeshliach azvara vera. So that's why the nachash could have gotten out of it, because he could have said, we hold ein shliach azvara vera, because in his case, we would hold ein shliach azvara vera. Okay, that answers the nachash question, but doesn't answer the Paro question. Now there's a general question here that's just fascinating that the Parashas Drachim does not discuss. The whole notion of Yeshlech Advar Avera, Ein Shlech Advar Avera, that applies to a Nachri? There's Shlichas for a Nachri? There's no Shlichas for a Nachri. Maybe there's a Derabbanan concept of Yeshlechas L'chumra by a Nachri. The regular Shlichas, there's no Shlichas for a Nachri. So what are we talking about here? That for certain things that they're there is a shlich dvar avera, not shlich dvar avera. It shouldn't be shlichas at all. Okay, that's a general question. It's discussed by the Shara Melech. The other Achmanim discuss it. The Nesivas. Okay, it's a question. Okay. Now, there's another Machlokes Rishonim, which you may have heard of. If something is Yaharig Val Yavor, if it's the opposite, if it's Yavor Val Yaharig, which is most Averos, someone that says, oh, they're going to blow your brains out if you don't eat pork, so you don't have to give up your life for that, generally speaking, unless it's Befarhesi or whatever. But generally speaking, you don't have to give up your life for that. Okay, what if you want to? What if you want to opt in? You want to be machmir? You want to do an extra credit? You want to give up your life? Do you have the right to give up your life? So that's a machlokes rishonim, tosas in avodah zarah, daf chazayin amud beis, and divrei maskil yachol says that you can opt in, you can decide you want to be machmir and give up your life. The Rambam says that you cannot, and it's like murder, it's like suicide. You're not allowed to give up your life if the Torah says, you know, if there's a mitzvah that the Torah says you don't have to give up your life for, then you're not allowed to give up your life according to the Rambam. Tosas says you can. Okay. Now the Maharimt in his Drashos, this is brought, of course, by the Parashat Drachim, Maharimt in his Drashos brings the Nebuke Yosef, who says that an Adam Gadol is allowed to be Machmir on himself, but only a Yisrael and not a Nachri. Why? In other words, a Nachri cannot be Machmir on himself, he says, because a Nachri doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem at all, and therefore he has no right to be Machmir on himself. So the Parashat Drachim understands him to be saying that even according to Tosos ben Noach, in other words, Tosos who normally says a person has a right to be machmir and give up his life anyway, a ben Noach, according to everybody, does not have the right to give up his life because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem at all. However, the Marash Yafa he brings disagrees because he brings the Medrash about Aches Dimchem, which is talking about dying al Kiddush Hashem, which is applies to a Nachri. Anyway, he says that it's the same by both. In other words, the Rambam who says you can't give up your life under any circumstances if it is something that the Torah did not demand you give up your life for, then you're not allowed to. That applies Bein Begay, Bein Yisrael. And that Tosus who says you have the right to give up your life, that would apply Bein Begay, Bein Yisrael. Even a Nachri who wants to give up his life has the right to do so, if he wants to, for a mitzvah. Okay. All of this, of course, is going to eventually get us back to Avraham Avinu. But we're working our way there. Okay. Now, just as an aside, there is an assumption here of the Parshas Drachim and all this whole discussion that a guy is not allowed to commit suicide. Right? This whole idea of whether he has a right to opt in or not assumes that you can't commit suicide for no reason. It's just the question here is, to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to give up your life, but it seems clear from the Parshas Drachim that a guy is not allowed to just kill himself for no reason, just like Yisrael. However, it's not so pashut, and others disagree. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph says that a ben Noach is not mitzvah on Ibn Atzmo Das, because that pasuk of suicide is brought in Parshas Noach, and there's a general rule that any mitzvah that was given before Matan Torah that isn't repeated after Matan Torah is only for Yisrael, which would mean a guy would not have this iser of being ma'abid atzmo das, of committing suicide. However, like I said, the Parshas Drachim clearly disagrees and holds that even a nachri is not allowed to give up his life for no reason. Okay, so we're just discussing for a mitzvah, is he allowed to give up his life? Okay. Again, with this, he wants to explain a medrash again. Many of us are familiar with this medrash. By Paro, it says that the Mialdos lo asu kasher diber alehen Melech Mitzrayim. They didn't do what Melech Mitzrayim asked them to do. So, I'm sorry, lo asu kasher diber alehen Melech Mitzrayim. So the medrash is medayik, it doesn't say lehen, it says alehen. So what is that? That is that the Paro was toveya them for Tashmish. They refused. And v'tachayena esayel adam. So the medrash asks, so if we know that they didn't kill, it says, lo asu, kasher debeilem, we know they didn't kill the kids, so what are you coming to tell me? What are the extra words, vatachayana yisayel adam, mean? You already told me they didn't listen to him. So what does it mean that he didn't, that they helped, that they gave life to the kids? So the Medrash says, it's not just they didn't kill them, but they brought them food, and they helped them, the children survive. Okay, great. So, the Parshas Drachim asks, I don't understand this medrash at all. You told me 2 seconds ago that the words of Lo Shama Alehen meant that he asked them for Tashmish, not that they didn't kill the children. They didn't listen to him. What it means that the Mialdos didn't listen to Paro did not refer to not killing the kids. It referred to not being with him. He was toveya them for Tashmish, and they said no. So, in that case, I do need the next words that say "v'techayena she'eladim" to teach me that they didn't kill them. So what does Medrash mean when it said, "Oh, once you told me lo asukesh dvar," like Paro said to them, obviously they didn't kill them. No, well, that part was talking about Tashmish. That's his question. So his answer is from Rashi and Sota, basically, that the diuk is from the fact that it says v'techayena esayiladim. It doesn't say v'lo hemisu esayiladim. It says v'techayena esayiladim. They gave them life. So that's where the Medrash knows that they didn't just not kill them, but they gave them life. However, the Parshas Drachim, wants to say, based on what he's told you so far in this drush, he has a different pshat. And that is, he told us, I think we mentioned this last time, that even if you would say a ben Noach is not mitzvah to give up his life on any of the mitzvos, murder may be different because that still has the maichazes who says your blood is redder than his. So perhaps that applies even to a nachri. Okay. If so, if it does apply to a nachri, so then this medrash reads great because it says that they didn't listen to Paro for Tashmish. Now that may have been taking their lives in their hands, right? Okay. But if they had a din of a ben Noach, if that was a big if, of course, but if they had a din of a ben Noach, right, so then why did they give up why did they risk their lives? When Paro said that he wanted them for Tashmish, and they said no, if they were indeed risking their lives, they had no right to risk their lives, perhaps. Because we said a ben Noach, at least according to some, isn't obligated to give up his life for the Shev Mitzvah's B'nai Noach, at least not murder, anything but murder. So for Arayos, they didn't have to give up their lives. So if they had a din of a Ben Noach, So they must have held, you know, they must have been going like the Sheet of Tosas that we're describing here, according to this one Nachron. In other words, if you have the right to opt in, if a Ben Noach has the right to say, even though I don't have to give up my life, I choose to give up my life for this mitzvah, if you're allowed to do that, so then that's what this Medrash is saying, that Paro is Toveh them for Tashmish. Okay, and that's what the words, they didn't listen to mean. But then if they were Toveh him for if Paro was Toveh the Mialdos for Tashmish, and they could have given up they could have done it, but they didn't. They decided to risk their lives. So certainly they wouldn't have killed the children, because even a Ben Noach has to give up his life to not do murder. So then you don't need to tell me about Tachayeh and Azeh Eladim. It's obvious that they wouldn't have killed the children. So the Chiddush is that they even helped them live. Oh, that's what he wants to say, the Pshat. The Medrash is, and I guess we'll stop here.